The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to Our Urban Story. And, of course, we have, sitting right in front of me,
BB Diamond. Hello, everyone.
And we're sorry that we couldn't make it last week, but because of the weather, you know, we weren't here. But I'm sure that our rerun was sufficient for you. But we traveled today over the highways and byways, and here we are with you.
Yes, as you know, everyone, today is Saturday, January 6, 2018. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes, we hope that your new year is starting off to a pretty good start. A lot going on in the news. Of course, you're alluding to, it wasn't a blizzard last Saturday, but there were bad weather conditions. But this past, I would say Wednesday and Thursday, Friday, really, blizzard conditions in the northeastern part of the United States. But we here on Saturday, we plowed through and we are here. So I'm glad we're doing that so we can speak to you about so many of the things that are going on at this time.
Because truly, we miss it when we can't come to the studio. We miss talking with you, and we're going to give you the call-in number. So we want you to start 2018 off by calling in and letting your voice be heard. The number is 973-925-4559. Just call in. Let us know how you feel about the program or feel about whatever we're talking about. And I don't like to use the word feel. What you think about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And what you are thinking about. Mm-hmm. Because we're in this together.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we said earlier, there's so much to talk about. One of the big stories that I'd like to point out is that the black unemployment rate has dropped to the lowest ever on record. And that's something that I got also from CNN Money. And as we know, CNN has not been very fair or friendly to the president. So I think that is awesome news that black unemployment has dropped to a significant rate. And I want to start the show off with that because I think it's so important to, even if you don't like him, you have to give credit where credit is due.
Absolutely. And isn't there an increase in jobs in the 250,000 or something like that, somewhere in that area?
You're probably right.
Yes,
but I do know that many companies, including Apple, are bringing the cash that they've held overseas due to the tax rate. They will now bring it back on shore to the United States. And with Apple, we're talking about at least $200 billion, billion with the B,
absolutely,
that they've held offshore. But now with the more friendly corporate tax rate, they're going to bring that money on board. And as they're doing this, and as other companies are enjoying the tax break, and it's a good thing because what they're doing is they're using that to hire more people and to give out bonuses. So that's really good.
Oh, that's excellent. And you know, it's so sad that you have people walking around with such hatred in their hearts and in their minds that they can't even enjoy the good things that are going on. You know, I read an article, and I wish I had it before me, but I don't, where Donald Trump is just occupying their minds to such a point that it seems irrational. It really seems irrational that you can't say anything good about someone who's doing good.
Mm-hmm. Doing a good job.
Doing a good job for America. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wish those of you who have this hatred in your heart and it's ruining your life, mm-hmm, you can't have a conversation without bringing up how much you hate or detest the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to go get some counseling.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Barbara. It's really bad.
It is.
But again, whether you like the man or you don't like the man, what you cannot deny is that within 12 months,
yes,
the economy has really turned around.
And he's done more for black people than a black president did in 8 years.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
The unemployment for blacks during the reign of the former president, I don't even want to call his name, mm-hmm, was horrible.
Yeah, it was higher than the national average.
Yes, it was.
Yes, you're absolutely right. The unemployment rate amongst blacks and Hispanics, where it was pretty bad.
It was very bad.
Yeah. So that is good news. And actually, it's been trending downward for a while, but I didn't get a chance because of weather issues to mention it on air.
Yes.
But I think I just wanted to make sure I put that in front of me so that we mention it. Another good thing that's going to help American companies is that Trump moves. Now, all this I'm reading, basically, most yes. of it is from the New York Times. And as if any of you are aware, you know this, the New York Times is not friendly no. toward Donald Trump. But this is on the front page of the New York Times from yesterday, Friday, January 5th, 2018. Yes.
The New York Times is one of the most liberal, lopsided, deceitful papers that I've ever read.
Right. No, I agree with
and
you.
And I don't buy it. You know, I was in college and they wanted me to do the op-ed from the New York mm-hmm. Times, and I told a little fib. I said that buying the New York Times was against my religion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm finished.
That's all right. headline, Trump moves to open coast for oil drilling.
Yes.
Now, what Donald Trump wants to do is tap into the natural resources that the United States, we have been blessed with, so that we have less dependency on oil from the Middle East. I think that is very good. I think it's a good move. Now, environmentalists, and I care about the environment, I'm sure you do as well, they're going haywire, but for them, it's not just because they care about the environment. There are several factors, because, you know, Al Gore became a multimillionaire over this environmental cottage Absolutely. Industry that he helped to create.
And from what I read years ago, and I guess it's still accurate, mm-hmm. we have not built a refinery since 1978.
Wow.
I don't know if that's still accurate, but that was something that I read several years ago because mm-hmm. of the liberals and their stringent mm-hmm. environmental policies.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
And, you know, unfortunately, and I'm going to say this, and many people may agree, some may not agree, but I think the liberals, their agenda is more important than human life. Mm-hmm. In other words, they have a lot of these rules and regulations that aren't necessarily to preserve life, mm-hmm. but it's to give them power and more control.
Got it. True.
And that's a scary thing.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we do have a president who, number one, is going to look for our natural resources, because it's a disgrace and a shame, I believe, yeah. for us to have all of these resources here in yeah. America we've been blessed with, yeah. and we can't tap into them.
Exactly.
Instead, we have to buy oil from people who want to kill us.
Yes, essentially.
Essentially. I'm just, mm-hmm. you know, making it raw, mm-hmm. keeping mm-hmm. it real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We buy oil from foreign Easterners. And some of them are Muslim. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I mean from Muslim countries.
Right.
I'll make it easy.
Mm.
From Muslim countries. And we know that the Muslims hate Western civilization.
For the most part.
For the most part.
That is correct.
They take that same money.
Yes, that's correct.
That we give them.
Right.
And sponsor people like those killers for 9/11.
Right, you're right. It is no accident
All right.
that 11 of the 15 yes. hijackers yes. came from Saudi Arabia.
That's right.
And from what I understand, I could be wrong, but from what I have read, the United States Standard Oil helped Saudi Arabia in the 1920s or 30s to tap into their oil reserve.
That's correct.
There's really no reason for us to be buying oil from Middle Eastern
that's
companies.
What I meant,
that's what I know. That's what you meant. Yeah.
Yes.
There's really no reason. It's just that for what now 30, almost 40 years,
yes.
30 plus years, we have not built a refinery.
That's right.
We need to tap into
Since
our natural
78.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. Yes.
No. Wow.
The environmentalists have mm-hmm. us all locked up, mm-hmm. locked in to not tapping into the natural resources that God blessed this country with.
We have a lot of natural resources now. Based on a story in the New York Times, it's a free copy, so that's why I'm referring to it. There are governors, including Governor Rick Scott of Florida, who is concerned about the coastal waters, and there's a lot of, you know, sea life, obviously. We do want to protect the sea life as much as we can, and we will. We have to be sensitive to that.
And the turtles and all of those things.
Exactly.
Yes.
But we will do that.
We're not a barbaric country.
We're not. True.
So we will protect all of those, just like I heard a liberal woman in one of the stores. I'm not going to use a plastic bag. Because in 1,000 years, we'll kill all the whales.
Mm.
So I looked at her and I said, you think you're going to be around in 1,000 years to see that?
Mm.
You know, they don't even make
sense. But it's not even whether she's going to be around or not. They don't know this.
True.
And she's making this projection that it's not based on fact.
Not based on fact.
And another thing, but that's another side story. You know, we've accepted for years, this ring in this tree means this tree has been around for 5 million years.
Yeah.
They don't know that. We don't know that to be true. But there are a lot of things about science that we've accepted as law and as true that we really need to question. You know, Donald Trump, one of the things I like about President Trump is he's actually quite funny. You know, we were undergoing the blizzard on New Year's, well, actually Thursday. But before that, a couple of days earlier, he's like, we could use some of that good old global warming, bundle up, you know, mocking this whole global warming, which is really not solid, not based on solid science.
It isn't. And that's why he came out of the Paris.
Exact Paris Accord.
Accord.
I remember reading about this, particularly in 2010. There was so much debate about the data used to support global warming. It's not based on solid science. But before I get too far into the whole politics, we can come back to that because I have more stories on that. I want to talk very briefly about a fire that took place in the Bronx. And normally I don't pay attention. Not that I don't pay attention, but I normally don't like to refer to these stories because they're just pretty depressing. And
yes,
I don't.
Very depressing.
But I think it's important to mention a story about these people who were killed in the Bronx. In the Bronx, particularly in the 1970s and 80s. Or was notorious for having house fires and apartment fires, but this one is particularly horrendous. Another person died from the 13th victim died from the fire in the Bronx, and I just want to say that our hearts go out to those families in the Bronx who suffered this horrific fire that actually made national news out of the Bronx. So may God bless them. And another sad story. Well, overall, now 13 have passed.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
From this fire in the Bronx. And one of the people that we know who pastored a church in Newark, New Jersey, he passed away on Thursday. Bishop Carnell Pridgen, and our hearts go out to his family as well as they go through this difficult time.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bishop Pridgen, I don't want to get too far into the story, but he was on that particular street in Newark, New Jersey, had his ministry there for over 35 years.
Yes.
And I like to possibly see if the city of Newark, the mayor, I want him to be aware of Bishop Pridgen's passing and maybe posthumously honor him for having that ministry on that block in Newark for 35 years, which is not an easy place. It's not a family-friendly neighborhood, let's say.
It isn't.
But I congratulate I'm sorry he passed, but I want to honor the service that he provided to the community.
Yes, and that's a wonderful thought because he was, a fine man. He was in a very tragic car accident. And a car hit his van, and he happened to go out of the window and had some severe brain damage.
Yeah.
So our prayers are with the family.
Yes.
And all we can say is, when we get behind those wheels, you know, say a little prayer and be extra careful and courteous.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely do that. So I just wanted to just break in those two stories about the Bronx fire.
Yes.
One of the worst ever in Bronx history, from what I understand, and also the passing of the bishop.
Yes,
and our condolences to his family as they go through this difficult time. I want to shift back to the Middle East.
Okay.
The Palestinian Authority and Donald Trump.
Right.
Now, as we all know, on December 6, 2017, Donald Trump held a press conference along with the vice president to say that the United States will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Now, we know that based on biblical history, and there was a recent finding, archaeological finding, where they have a coin from at least 2,000 years ago with some kind of marking that showed the governor of Jerusalem. So we know based on the Bible and independent of the Bible that Jerusalem has been the capital of Israel for at least 3,000 years.
At least.
Now, Jewish people have been in the Middle East for thousands and thousands of years.
Yes, they have.
Their history is recorded in the Bible, which is more than just a religious book. It's a history book. And I haven't come across any studies or another book to refute the history that is in the Bible. Now, you will have skeptics. You will have atheists who will say, oh, the Bible is full of contradictions, blah, 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 blah.
And it's not.
But I have never come across any book, any study, any white paper, whatever you want to call it, that refutes the history recorded in the Bible. Now, I'm saying all that to say, when you hear people say that the Israelis are occupiers, that the Jewish people are occupiers, nothing could be further from the truth, Barbara.
Well, what I can say about that is when you hear the Palestinians say that, then they're just telling you who they are. Because they're the ones who are the occupiers. They have 22 Arab countries that surround that area that can absorb them.
Absolutely.
They're Arabs.
Yes. Yes, you're totally right.
I mean, just to be straight up, they are Arabs.
Right, exactly.
The first people to occupy that land, according to the Bible, which even predates their religious belief, which was started in the 7th century, were Jewish people. Mm-hmm. Jewish people occupied that area.
Right.
So if they want to call anyone interlopers, occupiers, whatever, that's the name that they bear.
Right. No, that's actually true. Now, there were other people in the air, Canaanite, Hashemite, Ites. But Jewish people have had a presence
absolutely
in that region for thousands of years. People want to act like Israel and the Jewish people just showed up in 1948.
And that's not
That is
so.
Not true. Let's talk about Palestine. First of all, they're not a distinct ethnic group, okay?
Absolutely.
Most of them, from what I understand, come from Jordan. When we were in Israel 10 years ago we were driving, I forget where we were driving to, we saw the Jordanian flag. So Jordan is really that close to Israel, okay?
Very much so.
Very close to Israel. So when people act as though, oh, the Jews showed up in 1948, these European Jews, that area was actually controlled by the Ottoman Empire, which is from Turkey. The Great Britain fought them, took over that area, and it was called the British Palestine Mandate, something to that effect. So whoever lived in that area was called a Palestinian, whether you were Greek, Arab, or Jew.
Absolutely.
Golda Meir, who was actually from the United States, Wisconsin, who moved to that area, migrated to the area, she said she was called a Palestinian Jew. The whole area was called Palestine.
Right.
The Palestinian Arabs today have no ancient history. They have no kingdom they can refer to. When they do archaeological digs in that area, they only come up, to the best of my knowledge, with Jewish archaeological findings.
Absolutely.
Not Palestinian.
To affix them in history.
Exactly. There is no ancient Palestinian civilization.
Zilch.
Zero. This is a modern day construct that was really derived or came up with by, I should say, like Yasser Arafat when he started the Palestinian or Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, in the 1970s. Okay?
Yes.
They're not an ancient people.
No, they're not.
But they have their own agency at the United Nations for their refugees, the Palestinian refugees. No other group in the entire world has their own agency at the United Nations. They are only refugees because they don't want them absorbed into the 22 other Arab nations. They want to be a thorn in the side of Israel.
That's all.
I truly believe that.
And isn't the funding for them going to be eliminated?
Well, I wouldn't say eliminated.
All right.
Frozen at this point.
Good.
Part of it.
Good.
Because the United States, not only are we contributing, there are 193 member states in the United Nations. We contribute alone nearly 25% to the United Nations itself. We are also the biggest donor to the United Nations agency that was set up just for the Palestinians.
Refugees.
We are the biggest donor. There's no need for them to be refugees, but that's a whole nother story. We are freezing part of that money.
Amen.
Because what's been happening since Clinton, Bush number two, George W. Bush, and Obama is that no matter what the Palestinians have done, they can spit in the face of the Israelis, teach their children hate, we will still give them money. And Trump, finally, someone is saying, no, let's examine this. Why are we giving the Palestinians
Bush gave
money?
Them money also?
Yes.
Yeah,
Bush has no history. George W. Bush had no history of freezing funds to the Palestinians.
Thank you.
So no matter what they do, they could start any intifada, bomb, kill Israelis. We were still giving them money directly and through the United Nations agency set up for the Palestinians. Now, when we come back.
We have a president such as we have.
Yeah.
All right.
When we come back from the break, we have maybe a couple of minutes. I want to go into more of the Palestinian issue. There's a lot there.
Yes, yes, yes. And we need to be aware of
it. We need to be aware.
To call our representatives and tell them what we want them to do because they work for us.
Absolutely. There's something going through the House of Representatives, the United States Congress, called the Taylor Act. What it would do, it would cut funding to the Palestinian Authority for paying. What they're doing is they are paying, paying terrorists, jihadists to murder Israeli families. In other words, if you murder an innocent Israeli family, it's hard to believe, but it's actually true.
It's true.
The Palestinian Authority will pay your family. So if you're a poor Palestinian Arab making $30 a month, because the only one who really made a lot of money was Yasser Arafat. He became a billionaire. His wife lives in another country, but that's another story.
That's right. Paris, isn't it? Something
right,
like that. Yes.
Right. So the average Palestinian Arab is quite poor.
Yeah.
They do better in Israel. So if you're getting $30 or $100 in U.S. dollars per month,
yes,
and you have someone that says, I can get you $30,000, your family $30,000 American dollars, if you kill an Israeli, of course that's an incentive. So we're paying the Palestinian Authority to pay terrorists to murder innocent Jews. We have about 30 seconds left, Barbara.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we need to be aware of these things because we as American citizens need to let our representatives know enough is enough. We're going to take care of home and stop paying terrorists to kill Israelis. Mm-hmm.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness. Located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. 877-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait and switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
Here we are back on the air with our urban story.
Yes, let me pick up where I left off. You know, this whole thing with the Palestinians and the Israelis, it's really unfortunate, and it's sad, but it's also misleading. And until the Trump administration, the Palestinian Arabs have been able to get away with almost anything, but and they could always count on U.S. money.
And that's going to stop.
That's going to stop. And thank God for that, because we need to really examine that. If we don't tighten the purse strings, then they have no incentive to, number one, sit at the table with the Israelis. Number two, they have no incentive to stop teaching their children to hate Israelis or hate Jewish people. Now, if you're teaching your children, or if you're cultivating an environment in which Jews are treated as less than human, how can you be really peace partners with the Israelis if you're treating them as less than human? If you are paying jihadists, you're paying Palestinian Arab young men to murder Jewish, innocent Jewish men, women, and children, how can you be a legitimate peace partner?
You're not. You can't. And you can't. And we know that the hatred is real, because when we were over in Israel, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And one of the women on our bus approached a Palestinian little girl. She couldn't have been any more than 5 or 6. Gave her a dollar. Mm-hmm. She spit on the dollar and threw it on the ground. I don't know if she...
Yes. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
And that's just hatred.
It is.
Hatred is taught.
Mm-hmm.
it's taught. And they live there in Israel because they have a better life in Israel.
Exactly. But, if people don't read the Bible, if they don't know the Bible, which a lot of average Muslims, particularly in the Middle East and in different Muslim countries, they don't know the Bible. So if you don't know the Bible, you don't have any context, you don't have history, you may actually believe that Jewish people just showed up in 1948. You might actually believe that. But if you know the Bible, if you know any history of the Bible, you cannot believe that Jewish people just showed up and therefore they're interlopers, they're occupiers.
But can I just say this? You know, the sad thing about it is that in a country like that, people are very limited.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't allowed to have access to resources like we are.
This is true.
Now, you know, there's no excuse for anyone in America to be blind about truth.
True.
Because you have the libraries, you have librarians there that can assist you. You can use computers there if you don't have one in your home.
Right.
And we should all take time to try to research what is truth and what is not truth and participate in this wonderful democratic republic that we live in.
No, Barbara, you're totally right. We're very blessed. We're very fortunate.
Yes.
And sometimes we take it for granted that we have access to really any of the books that we want to read. We have access to all religious books.
Absolutely.
And those, particularly in predominantly Muslim countries do not have access to non-Muslim religious books. So they don't know. So they don't know the Bible.
They
don't know the history. So they can easily be led. That's why in dictatorships, you will find that a high number of people are illiterate. They don't want the people to know. They don't want the people to have the
information. And they're forced into this belief system because they don't have an option.
Absolutely.
And that's sad. But I just pray that more people under such horrible conditions will find a way to, you know, find truth.
You are totally right. Now, before we forget, I don't want to forget this. This is very important. The protests in Iran. In Iran, yes, they are protesting, and I thank God we have an administration that is supporting those protesters in Iran who want freedom from the mullahs running the country.
Right.
What are your thoughts, Barbara?
Oh, my thoughts are wonderful. You know, I see some things where they say that he shouldn't say anything. I think Obama ignored it when something like that happened during the time he was president.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad that we have a president who has a spine.
Yep.
He makes decisions to support worthy causes. Mm-hmm. And regardless of what people say, he does what he thinks and knows is right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very proud of him for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you're not going to ever have 100% agreement.
Right.
But when people are trying to free themselves of dictators and unholy and unrighteous rulers.
Right.
We should support them.
Well, when the Iranian people rose up in 2009, what they call the Green Protests, Barack Obama essentially ignored them or discouraged them. Now, with the current protests going on in Iran, at least 12 people have died,
have been killed.
This president, thank God for Donald Trump. I mean, with flaws and all, he's supporting the Iranian people who are yearning for freedom.
Right.
And he's using his Twitter feed to really send out the message because the mainstream media in the United States has ignored this story primarily.
That's right.
They have really ignored it.
That's why what you're getting from the New York Times is so exceptional. Because usually they're part of the mainstream media.
Yeah.
And they want to ignore any wonderful accomplishments that this administration is making.
Yes. And then you have the holdover, well, not holdovers, but some people from the Obama administration telling President Trump to be quiet about the Iranian protests. But he is not being quiet. We are standing up for the Iranians who are yearning for freedom. Now, where are the American feminists? You have one of the most iconic pictures to come out of this protest is one of the Iranian women took off her hijab, which is worn by Muslim women, and she's holding it up. They want freedom, and yet the American feminists who want to wear pink pussy hats, they're quiet.
And look at Linda Sawa, whatever her name is.
What about her?
Mm-hmm. How come she's so quiet?
Exactly.
You know, she's a radical.
Yeah.
And she needs to, I mean, and I don't even understand why some people believe that whatever, mm-hmm. you know, like Ebony Magazine, a magazine I mm-hmm. showed you.
Essence, together. Right.
Essence, I'm mm-hmm. sorry. Mm-hmm. Essence Magazine mm-hmm. pictured her in there with some black women, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy.
Absolutely.
She's a radical that needs to be deported if possible, but I Absolutely. Think she was born here in America.
Well, actually, yeah, no, she was actually born in what she called Palestine, but
really?
She's been in the United States for many years, yes.
Is she a citizen?
I'm not sure. I do not know.
Okay, I wish they would check into that, and I hope she's not, and she has a green card that has expired.
Mm-hmm. I also want to mention a situation with Pakistan.
Oh, what about the UN?
Wait, we'll get there. Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. What about the UN? Yes.
Oh, the money that's being withheld.
Yeah, that's actually quite important. But
I love that.
It's good because it ties into the story about Pakistan.
Yes, it does.
And it ties into the story about the Palestinians.
Because
what Trump is doing is he's not playing politics as usual. He's not being politically correct.
That's correct.
He is, last week, because we weren't here, we couldn't report on this last week, but the United Nations ambassador, United States ambassador to the UN, excuse me, Nikki Haley, has reported that the United States is going to cut $285 million to the UN, and I think that's a good start. It's not enough, but it's a good start.
Yes.
Now, in conjunction with that, not quite in conjunction, but in a similar vein, the United States has frozen aid to Pakistan. Now, Pakistan is a relatively new country, and I say that because they gained their independence from India in 1948. They used to be part of the Indian continent. They are physically, geographically still part of it.
Right, right.
But because Pakistan is a province that's primarily Muslim, they wanted their own country, and there was a war of independence, if you will.
Yes.
So Pakistan was carved out or given its own country in 1948. It's a relatively new country. However, Pakistan is a radical Muslim country. And as you may or may not know, Pakistan harbored Osama bin Laden after he went on the run from the United States. We caught Osama bin Laden in Pakistan in May 2011. Now, one of the doctors who helped us catch Osama bin Laden, Pakistani doctor, he is still in prison. So if Pakistan was a real partner against the war on terror is what I'm trying to say, they would not be holding this doctor in prison in Pakistan. And
that's
God
true.
Only knows what this man is going through.
That is
God
true.
Only knows what this man is being tortured. We don't know. So Trump is correct in suspending, number one, military aid to Pakistan and financial aid to Pakistan. Pakistan has not been a faithful partner in the war on terror. So I think that is smart. It's beginning. Again, it's in a similar vein to the cut to the UN, to the cut to the Palestinians, because after
Amen.
Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which Jerusalem has been a capital for thousands of years, most of these countries voted against us, including the Palestinian Authority, not a country, but they voted and they pushed other members to vote against us. So we're cutting funds, and what's what we need to do.
That's right. We have to hurt them in their pockets. And I'm so proud that we have a president who stands on principles.
Absolutely.
And then he knows the art of the deal.
Yes.
You go against me, I will cut the funding. Period. And that is an excellent move. That's the move mm-hmm. of a man. Mm-hmm. That's the move of a president. And America will once again be respected worldwide and, you know, worldwide.
Well, it was interesting to me that one of the first tweets of 2018 that he put out was about Pakistan. So, and I think that's important because it tells me that the president has received maybe updated intelligence on the intransigence of the Pakistani government in fighting terror. Amen. They are in bed, if you will, with the terrorists, and there's no need for the United States to keep writing them checks, giving them money. Now, Trump has said over the last 15 years, we have given Pakistan, I don't know if the number is accurate, but he mentioned something about $30 billion. If that is true, that's an outrage.
And you know, people need to believe what the Quran says. Yeah. In other words, I mean, our previous presidents didn't recognize the fact that they're not our friends.
No.
And they will never be our friends. No. And their book teaches them that it's okay to deceive.
Yes.
It's okay to lie to. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to trick those who do not worship the same God that they do.
Absolutely.
So that's part of their ideology. Yeah. That's part of their thought process. So for us to believe that even money mm-hmm. will make them loyal to us, that's not true because Absolutely. The Quran is etched in their souls.
Absolutely. No, that's a fair point.
Yes.
And I think that's a conclusion that we really need to come to in this country.
We honestly need
to. We need to be honest. The United States government needs to take that Quran seriously because these predominantly Muslim countries are driven by it. They're basing their governments, how they operate, how they govern their people based on the Quran, and they implement Sharia law. We need to take this seriously.
And I don't think to be honest with you, I don't think we've had a serious president and one who really is looking out for the good of America since Ronald Reagan.
Mm.
You know, I supported George Bush. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm a Democrat, I supported George Bush. But the more I think about it, the more, you know, I know that he failed us also.
Mm.
Even in dealing with North Korea.
Wow, that's another one. Yeah, that's a good point.
Dealing with the people at the UN.
Yes.
Dealing with Pakistan and all of these people who are not our friends.
Yes.
And sending our tax dollars
yes.
to our enemies and not taking a stand to try to use and utilize our own natural resources. I'm becoming a little disillusioned in my picture of him.
Well, I think George W. Bush, you know, I have a different perspective. I think he was I think he's a decent man.
I didn't say he wasn't decent.
No, but I think he was. I think he was a good president. However, I don't think he had the mindset of Donald Trump. I don't think he had. And when I say that, of course, no one has Donald Trump's mindset except Trump. What I'm saying, though, is the principles of putting Americans first, the principles of tapping into American resources so that we have less reliance on Saudi Arabia and other countries that are funding the things, the ideologies that are killing Westerners. Yes.
Can I just say this? Yeah. Number one, George Bush was a politician.
Mm.
And I think that helped shape his thinking.
Mm,
as a politician,
true.
He had certain obligations to follow, certain rules that guided him. And unfortunately, those rules didn't put America first. Mm. It put politics first.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The difference is George Bush was a politician. Donald John Trump is a businessman
mm-hmm.
who loves, exceptionally loves this country.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronald Reagan, he was a governor,
mm-hmm.
but he wasn't a lifelong politician. And I don't think he came from a family
right.
of politicians.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
He came from being an actor.
Right, 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 right.
So I don't think we've had anyone as great since Ronald Reagan, and now we have Donald Trump.
Right. What makes Donald Trump, I mean, I don't agree with this rift with Steve Bannon. And let me just finish my thought, but then I'll go back to the Steve Bannon thing. I think you're absolutely right. I think that we haven't had this great of a president since Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And in some ways, I think maybe Donald Trump may be a little better. May God rest Ronald Reagan's soul. But because Donald Trump, because of his business acumen and because he's a taskmaster.
Yes,
in other words, as a business operator, you have a to-do list every day. You're going to do this, 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 boom, 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 boom. You know how to keep things moving as the CEO of a business, whereas politicians get bogged down in rules and different,
favors
and exactly. And whereas Donald Trump just wants to cut to the chase and get this done. The bad side about that, the bound side of that, and Donald Trump being that way, is sometimes he has no filters on what he says. He doesn't think about it. He just comes out. And that's the downside of his personality. I think sometimes he needs to think more about what he says. Now, calling Steve Bannon, please. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. Call Steve Bannon.
Come on. Go ahead.
But, you know, that's the New York Minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's how New Yorkers are. Mm-hmm. We're very raw, mm-hmm. in a sense. But I agree with you. You know, he needs to have a few more filters because he's in a very public place and, you know, whatever. Yeah. That's all I had to say.
I want to touch on the Steve Bannon situation. I don't know the genesis or the beginning of it. I think it's because it's Michael Wolff's book called Fire and Fury, which is reportedly based on, I guess, inside information and based on the Trump campaign of 2016. You know, and I don't know if Steve Bannon endorsed this book, agreed with this book. I don't know if that caused the rift between him and Donald Trump. Steve Bannon has since said, you know, I stand by the president. He's a good man.
Yes, he said
so
that.
In his own way, he's apologizing for that. But I don't think the president should go on a name-calling campaign. I don't think he should call Steve Bannon Sloppy Steve or anything of that nature. I don't think that helps.
Oh, he's out of his mind.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any of that helps. No. I mean, but I think, with Michael Wolff, is that for him to say, yeah, parts of the book may be untrue, I find that astonishing that an author of a book would admit, yeah, parts of the book aren't true, because that could expose him, as some people have said, I don't know, it could expose him legally if you knowingly publish false information.
Absolutely.
You know, and I don't think that was very smart. But I don't think it should create this rift between the president and Steve Bannon. And I know if Steve Bannon calls the White House or reaches out or publicly apologizes, which he has done to a certain extent, I think the president should accept it.
I think he should accept it and move on.
Yeah.
Because there are more important things. And I'm tired of the rifts and back and forth. You know, one minute, you know, it seems like he's having a problem with Jeff Sessions, et cetera. You know, I think he's a little too sensitive.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm looking at the same New York Times from yesterday, and one of the headlines is Trump expected Sessions to keep leash on inquiry. But, you know, this is regarding Robert Mueller's inquiry into the supposed collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
Yeah.
And I really am reaching the point. And I'm saying this as objectively as possible. This is a nothing burger. I don't think Robert Mueller has anything substantial. But again, you know, to your point, Trump sometimes says things about Jeff Sessions, which I don't think are helpful.
I don't think
calling Steve Bannon Sloppy Steve is helpful.
No.
And I think he needs to pull back from that as president.
And you know, my thing is study those that you oppose. I always say that. In other words, Democrats don't do that.
Right, they don't.
They don't do that. We need to learn. How do they win these elections? Mm-hmm. They are so unified. I mean, it's like they have sticky glue between mm-hmm. them. You know, I don't care what one does. This one can do that. They circle the wagon. They don't air their dirty laundry.
Right.
Look at Donna Brazile. She wrote that book and she's going to. Now she's quiet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because she's had a change of mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think with Donna, I think you're right. I think she wanted to make her point about Hillary's campaign, how they disrespected her. Now she's reverting back to the normal Democratic
track.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And we need to learn from that, you know. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump needs to learn from that. You know, I don't care how smart you are, you can still learn a new trick or two.
Exactly.
And he needs to let up and let this go.
Yeah, I just don't want our president. He has so much on his plate.
So much.
I'm so glad he won the election. I know there are those who are listening who may disagree. But the fact that he would tweet out a photo of a widow of a serviceman, she's lying on her husband's grave.
Wow.
He tweeted that out in response to the NFL protesters, and the NFL has really bottomed out. They're almost bottoming out. To the NFL protesters who are standing up kneeling against the flag,
right.
This is why we stand. That's a tweet he sent out. And it's a very powerful image of a woman literally lying on the grave. She put a blanket out on the grave of her husband killed in action.
You know, and I'm so glad that he did. I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to get back to empathizing with one another. And we have to get that human love back.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, It was during the O.J. Simpson trial that I noticed how people in my community celebrated the fact that he was found not guilty. They didn't mourn the fact that a young woman had lost her life and a young man had lost his life. It didn't bother them at all. Just like even during this election, when I saw, when Donald Trump won and I look on YouTube and I see how Hillary supporters, how they broke down and cried, et cetera. And I said to myself, did it bother them about the Ambassador Stevens? Mm-hmm. Did it bother them that three heroes went to his aid and were also killed? Mm-hmm. Where is the human feeling for one another? You know, we as Americans, when one American hurt, other Americans felt that pain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have we become so cold and callous that we don't feel the pain of others anymore? So I'm glad that we have a president whose heart is touched by this woman on her husband's grave because her husband loved this country enough to sign on that dotted line. And now he's no longer with us. And we need to remember that life is precious.
Freedom is not free. It's because of the sacrifice of that young man.
That's correct.
Whose widow was lying on his grave.
Yes.
That's why we're free.
That's why.
It is not free. And between God and our military and our other law enforcement men and women, that's why we're free.
That's why we can walk.
That's it.
Yes.
That's
relative safety.
That's really it. Exactly.
They don't even know us, but they'll come to our aid.
Exactly. And so for football players who get $1 million to throw around a football, really, and when you break it all down, they're running and they're throwing a football and they're tackling. And you're getting $4, $5, $6 million a year.
15.
And in some cases, you're right.
Yes.
And you can't even stand for 2 or 3 minutes to just honor the national anthem. It's ridiculous.
I blame the owners because the owners can tell you what to do when you're getting their dollars and you're on the clock.
Exactly. Exactly.
I blame the owners.
Exactly.
We know that many of those football players have not been socialized properly.
Right. Many of them are coming from, they come from
broken homes.
If they had to go into the corporate world, they more than likely would not make it.
No.
So they were blessed to be able to play sport and become multimillionaires.
And we don't have time because we got to go off the air to talk about how the taxpayers should get their money back from paying for all of these lawsuits that taxpayer dollars paid for these for the elected officials. Well, we have to sign off now. It's about that time.
Right.
We want you to be with us next Saturday, Godspeed Our Lives, on our
Urban Story.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness. Located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located one-quarter mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free, 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait and switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.